external equity investment, though not on this occasion from the Carlisle Cardinal Fund, is IT services firm Version One, which has just announced its sixth acquisition in the UK over the past 5 years. And Version One Chief Executive Tom O'Connor is with us in studio. Tom, tell us about this latest acquisition. What does it bring to the party for you?
Yeah, Vincent, good morning. We're very excited about it. Cedar Consulting is an expert in transforming HR functions. Version One has always been and is excellent at transforming finance back office systems. HR is an area that we wanted to strengthen. We saw it as a gap. We saw it as an opportunity. As more and more larger organisations look at back office transformation, improving efficiencies, using technology, and combining Cedar Consulting with Version One, I think gives us a great opportunity to attack that market.
It's London-based. It brings an additional 80 employees to your, 400 employees in the UK now?
It'll bring us to about 400 employees outside of Ireland, yeah. So roughly 700 in Ireland, 400 outside of Ireland.
Reports in the newspapers this morning suggest that it could have cost up to about 10 million euro?
Well, we don't comment on price, Vincent. You could say that I couldn't possibly comment.
Why are you expanding? And I know you've set out your strategy, and you're a year in the top job, Tom. You've set out your strategy for expansion in the UK. Are you expanding there this rapidly because of Brexit or in spite of it?
Probably a bit of both, to be honest with you. I think I'd have two perspectives on Brexit I'd share. Firstly, from a Version One perspective, we have a tiny market share in the UK. Now, as I said to you, 400 people outside of Ireland versus 700 in Ireland, that clearly that's the wrong way around given the size of the markets. So, you know, we're very small and we have room to grow. Now, you'd hope that growth comes based on an economy growing. But even if it doesn't, we've grown through three recessions in Ireland, three pretty severe recessions, actually. And we know that, you know, with the right attitude and the right compelling offering, that there's market share to be gained from competitors. So I think you go into, if Brexit and the reports the weekend weren't very positive, but if Brexit leads to an economic downturn, we wouldn't be afraid of that because the business and economy will still have to go on. People will still need IT to pay their staff, to do business, to run their accounts. And we think we can provide a very compelling competitive offering to those organizations and grow market share.
You say you're in acquisition or in talks for further acquisitions in the UK and possibly in Northern Europe. Why should smaller firms like Cedar enter the fold of an Irish IT firm like Version One?
Yeah, well, there's a number of different areas. I think partly a bit like what Jonathan said in your previous slot, you know, stage of life, people can be looking towards, you know, doing something else. Maybe one founder wants to leave, one founder wants to stay. And in particular, where they want to see the organization landed in a safe place, an organization that is a great place to work, an organization that puts its customers first, where they find a cultural match. We spend a lot of time trying to find organizations that meet our core values and fit our culture. And that's what takes the time, actually. There's plenty of companies out there, but we're looking for very particular types of organizations. I think we also give people the opportunity to grow their careers. We had over 400 promotions last year in Version One. And in a larger organization that has growth in its DNA, that possibly gives more opportunities to people within organizations than they may have had in a smaller, more niche type of environment.
Now, you want to be a 500 million euro turnover firm within the next 5 years. You're currently at about 120 million euro. That sounds like you're going to have to really expand further through acquisition to get to that target.
Well, we've been growing roughly 30% per annum over the last 5 years. That's a combination of organic and acquisitive growth. So, you know, continuing to do that is a doubling every 3 years. So that's not the growth path we'd like to continue. Obviously, it gets more challenging as the numbers get bigger. But if you keep doing the right things, I think we've a formula here that's proven it can deliver growth, and we hope it'll continue into the future.
You raised about 90 million euro in private equity from Volpi last year. Will you need further equity injections to sustain that kind of acquisition path?
Yeah, not at the moment. I think Volpi are just 14 months into their investment life cycle, and this is the first acquisition we've done since that point. So I think at the moment we're profitable, we're growing, we're generating cash that can fund further acquisitions as well. So not at the moment.
Okay. Tom O'Connor of Version Number One, thanks indeed for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
coming up, Austin Hughes of KBC Bank on not overheating.